Thank you very much, Pastor Fiani. Good evening, everyone. We are so glad to be here tonight again. And we thank you very much for inviting us in your living room or in your car, even at your workplaces. We don't know exactly where you are right now, but the fact that you are with us, we want to give God thanks for you. God is a good God. He has demonstrated that from time to time. And we want to give him the praise and the glory that is due to his holy name. Amen. Bless the Lord. I was really impressed tonight to see the flow, to listen to the flow of testimonies. The fact that something is happening in somebody's life. The Lord Jesus is alive in our heart. And I'm so glad to know that the believers are holding their end of the bargain in the relationship that has established between us and our God. Despite what is happening in the world right now, the relationship between we and our God is still intact. And I'm blessing God for it. And I know that sometimes you are tired when you are part of the evening service. And we understand that. We thank God nonetheless that you are able to join us tonight in service. And if you're here for the first time, the Lord bless you. We are so glad to have you. And we trust that you will continue to be with us in our different services as we come to praise and glorify the Lord. A precious portion of God's word was read earlier on to us by our sister Fiani. And she read five verses, but I will be concentrating on the first verse. And we will look in other section of the word of God. So I trust that you have your Bibles with you so that you will look on it with me as well. And that is verse 1 we will look at, and we will exhort from there. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, read like this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I'm going to use for a topic tonight the safety of being in Christ. The safety of being in Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And so the topic is the safety of being in Christ. Normally, everyone is concerned about where they're going to live. If you happen to be moving from one place to another, one of the concerns that we normally have is how safe is that environment? How safe is that new environment that we are going into? Is it infested with crime? What type of zip code is it? Is it a zip code that the law enforcement people are constantly looking out for? Is it a troubled area? One is concerned whether or not you're able to sleep comfortable at night because of this environment. Our safety is one of the things that we do take in consideration whenever time we are moving from one place to the other to live. And that goes for primarily the body. The body. But what about the spirit? What about our spirit? Where do our spirit live? The Apostle Paul looked on it in another way, and he described it as our inner man. He said, though our outward man perish, yet our inner man is renewed day by day. Where does this inner man live? What is the safety environment for this inner man? That is the question that we have tonight. So the topic said the safety of being in Christ. And there is therefore no, according to the apostle, no condemnation to them which are in Christ. We find then that if there is no condemnation to them in Christ, it means our inner man is dwelling in a safe environment. So I ask you tonight, where are you living? Where are you living? Are you living in a safe environment, spiritually speaking? So how do we get into this safe environment? How do we get into this safe environment so that we can, it can be described that we are living in Christ, that we are living in that safe environment? There is therefore now no condemnation, says the word, to them which are in Christ Jesus. How do we get in there, in that safe environment, so that the inner man can live in an environment of total protection? When we read St. John chapter 1 and verse 12, it tells us that, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name. That is how we get into this environment. We not only believe in him, but we have received him. It is not just a matter of believing, but it is a matter of receiving. Receiving, embracing Jesus. Embracing Jesus and all his accomplishment for us on Calvary. And believe that it is he who died for us. It is he who cleanses us from sin. It is he who was resurrected from the dead for us. Believe in all these accomplishments. And the minute we do, we have secured ourselves in him. Therefore, our environment becomes safe because we have now become a believer in Christ. And we are living in that environment. And I'd like to say to all of us listening this evening that this is our mission as a church, to get everyone who will come across our path into this safe environment in Christ, to live in Christ. So it also tells us that the fact that the word says there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ, it is implying that there are those who are out of Christ. It is saying that not everyone may be here tonight are living in Christ. So it means that we can live one place or the other. It's either we are living in Christ or we are living outside of Christ. And I know that many people today, you would hear people say from time to time, I am a good person. And of course, there might be some merit in that. You may be a good person. Maybe you're an upright person in your community. People respect you a lot. There are values that people see in you. And therefore, you continue to pat yourself on the shoulder and you describe yourself at times as a good person and nothing is wrong with that and we applaud you and that is wonderful. But the question is, where are you living? Are you living in Christ or are you living outside of Christ? Being described as a good person. Uprightness, yes. And that good. It needs to be applauded. But is it that this uprightness has propelled you to live in Christ? Or because of this uprightness, you have rejected Christ? The word makes it clear that we are living at one of two places. We are either living in Christ or we are living outside of Christ. Let's look and see where we are living if we are living outside of Christ. St. John chapter 3. And I read two verses there. Verse 19 and verse 18 and verse 19. St. John chapter 3. Verse 18 and verse 19. Listen to what it says. He that believeth on him is not condemned. You remember what Romans said? But there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. These are living in Christ Jesus. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Speaking about those who are living in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to say, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he believed not. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. This is the second address. One set of people here, according to St. John 3, are living in Christ. And there's another threat that are living outside of Christ. Why is the second threat living outside of Christ? Because they refuse to believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. His name is Jesus. The word said, because they are not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. How remarkable. How remarkable. We have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That is why they are not living in Christ to receive that protection that we have just spoken of. The safety of being in Christ. They have not that safety because they are living outside of Christ. You know, not too long ago, I was listening to a television program by a well-known television personnel. Has a very big microphone. And she was saying that there must be more than one way to get to God. And at the time when it was said, it was a big thing. In many companies, many discussions in church circles, you could hear that being repeated from time to time, how a statement like that was made. She said it could not be Jesus alone, through Jesus alone, that we go to God. There got to be other ways that we go to God. And sadly enough, this is where the world is right now, embracing the thought that it could not be through the name of Jesus alone that we find ourselves to the Father. There got to be salvation in another way. But tonight, let me say to the church, I have news for you. And the news is, Peter declared in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is salvation in no other name under heaven given among men other than the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's only through the name of Jesus that salvation is possible. It is only through the Son of God that we are saved and we have taken up residence in Jesus. Hallelujah. So the word tells us that there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is not only to believe, but to receive him. To receive him. To embrace him. So that we can take up residence inside of him. Protected. Covered. Delivered. Oftentimes we heard testimonies goes like this. Jesus saves, he keeps, and he satisfies. The protection, the safety in Christ Jesus is something that we cherish and something that is meaningful to us. And it also means that wherever Christ is, we are there. To live in Jesus means wherever Jesus is, we are there. Hallelujah. The word tells us, Ephesians 2, 6, that we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Because why? We are in him. Come on, church. We are in Jesus. I feel blessed tonight to know that he has made it possible whereby I can find safety in him. And as the Apostle Paul declared, as we have said before, though this outer man perish, though this outer man perish, feel pain, and all the rest of it, might be even killed, this outer man, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day because it is being nourished from the inside. Hallelujah. Our new trends is coming from the inside. That is how we are being sustained. And we are protected because we are in Christ. Jesus made it clear as he spoke there in Matthew 10, 28. Fear not him who has the ability to kill the body. But fear rather him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Yes, our body might be attacked from the enemy. Yes. But we, the real you, the real me, is living in Christ. I believe we should say praise the Lord here. I believe that he has provided a place of safety for my inner man.
Amen.
And that place of safety is in him. And I can only say to all of us tonight, that church is meaningful because Jesus has provided a shelter for our inner man. Jesus has provided a shelter, a hiding place for us to live so that we can continue to worship him and praise him and glorify him from our inner place of abode. Why did she say there must be more than one way to God? Why did she say, which is a big microphone, others are going to believe that that is so? But I want to tell the church tonight, there is not another way. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Other by the name of Jesus. I remember witnessing in Otreus some years ago. And I came across this lady and I was telling her about the Lord. And she was very, very proud in telling me that she is 60 years of age. And she has heard many like me before talking to her about Jesus, and none of you has gotten to me yet. That's what she said to me. None of you has gotten to me yet. I don't know if she died or she's still alive. I don't know if she died. And eventually, before she died, she found the Lord. She accepted the Lord. I don't know. But at 60 years old, as she described, she has been witnessed to many times. And she's boasting that she has never bowed. She has never bowed to the Lord Jesus and to accept him as her Lord and our Savior. I don't know if somebody's listening to me tonight and you are in that same position. I would like to say to you, it's not a place of safety. It is a place outside of Jesus. It's a place outside of Jesus that we have just read. In St. John, it says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. It means you're walking in condemnation. And it is time that you realize that the safety around you is not there. You are not safe. You are living and walking in an unsafe environment. Your spirit has no protection. But blessed be the name of the Lord. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. You will remember Philip witnessing to the Ethiopian eunuch over there in Acts chapter 8. And as they went on, Philip must have said something to him in regards to baptism as he ministered to him and tell him about the Lord. He must have somewhere mentioned something about baptism. And on the way, the eunuch said to Philip, here is water, what doth hinder me from being baptized? Mm-hmm. You remember what Philip said? Philip said, if you believe it, if you believe, you may. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He embraced the finished work of Calvary. He embraced the salvation that Jesus brought. And he has now taken up residence in the Lord Jesus. And he is safe. Hallelujah. He has declared that I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Not only that he believes, but he receives him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am hoping tonight that I'm speaking to somebody. Because we seem to take this thing lightly. But the world would have us to understand that we must be living at one of two places. It's either we are living inside of Christ or we are living outside of Christ. Which means we are under condemnation. According to St. John. Not because you're a good person, and as much as it is nice for you to be a good person, but without accepting and receiving and believing in Jesus. St. John chapter 3, verse 18b and 19 is speaking to you tonight. So what we see here also is that therefore there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And for this, we ask ourselves who it is that can condemn us. Who it is that can condemn us? We who are in Christ, who it is that can condemn us? Sometimes there are individuals who tells us to go to hell in an effort to condemn us. Sometimes we hear that from our co-worker. Sometimes we hear that from the man in the street trying to condemn us, especially some of us as Christians. Sometimes we hear it from even family members. Sometimes we hear it from places that we never expect to hear it from. Even in the church. But I'm glad tonight that nobody, sometimes we hear it from the enemy, condemning us, trying to condemn us. Can I come a little closer tonight? Sometimes we hear it from ourselves. Sometimes we hear it from ourselves. 1 John chapter 3:20 tells us that if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Sometimes our heart condemns us. And while our conscience speaks to a conscience that is alive, so that when we say a word which we should not have said, when we act in a certain way that we should not have acted, when we look in a certain way that we should not have looked, our conscience tells us that you have heard, you have sinned, and condemns us and tells us that you are falling out of line and your salvation is in jeopardy. Our heart tells us that. But the word isn't to say if our heart condemns us in this way, God is bigger than our heart, who knows all things, meaning he knew that we were going to err before we do. He knew that we were going to be messed up before we do. And guess what? He has made the provision whereby we are healed, we are cleansed, we are forgiven, we are delivered. So the word is saying, even if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And no one has the authority, including our heart, to condemn us. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So listen to what Romans 8:34 tells us. Romans 8:34. Listen to what it says here. Who is he that condemneth? Who is he that condemneth? Is asked here. It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. So the question is asked here, go back to Romans again. Who has the authority? Who has the right to condemn us? Nobody. Nobody outside of Christ, including our hearts, has the right to condemn us. It is Christ that died. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is Christ that died. He alone has the authority. He alone has the right to condemn us. Because what? He is the one who died to purchase our salvation. He is the one who died to pay the price for sin, so that we can be living in him, in the place of safety, in the place of protection. He, Jesus, alone has the right to condemn us. And when he sees the blood, he will pass over us. Because his blood was shed for you and me who are living inside of him. The word ask inside the fourth ear. Who is it? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, and is risen again. That's another reason. He's risen for our justification, declared the word. We stand before him as if we have never sinned because of his resurrection. It is he who has the authority to condemn us, and he is not going to, because he is risen to cleanse us from sin completely. He justifies us. He sets us free. He delivers us. Hallelujah. By way of the fact that he died for us. And therefore went on to give us another layer of protection. When it says here, chapter 4, when it says, who is him at the right hand of God, who also make an intercession for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is at the right hand of God, making intercession for us, because we are in him. We are sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And he's there making intercession for us. As often as we err, as often as we sin, the word tells us that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sin. Hallelujah! 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 So who has the right? Nobody. Nobody has the right to condemn us but Jesus. And Jesus is not going to condemn us, because the word tells us here that we are living in him, and there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oftentimes I hear people ask themselves the question, I don't even know if I am saved. Christians ask themselves the question, I don't even know if I am saved. I want to say to you tonight, your heart is telling you that. But the word said God is greater than your heart. And the provision has been made, and you are now living in Christ Jesus. And God knows all things. He is greater than your heart. So don't listen to your heart. The word is saying to us, listen to him who has the ability to destroy both body and soul in hell. And Jesus, because he died for us, according to Romans 8, verse 34, he also is the one who constantly making intercession for us. Because he is seated at the right hand of God, and we are in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the joy that reached me, my heart, when I read St. John chapter 8, St. John chapter 8, verse 11 and 12, they dragged this woman come before Jesus with all of them have a stone in their hands to stone her and to kill her. And they quote the passage of scripture that shield them, that gives them the authority they thought to really kill her. But they wanted to hear what Jesus said. Oh, they drug her before Jesus. And so the law said, such person who was caught in the act of adultery must be stoned to death. What do you say? Jesus wrote down on the ground, stooped down on the ground and write. And he raised up himself after a while, and he said to them, he that is among you without sin, let him first cast a stone at her. And he gave them time to think about it. He stooped down again and write. And he rose up the second time and said to the woman, where are thine accusers? Has no man condemned you? The woman said to Jesus, trembling, no man, Lord. No man has condemned me. Jesus said, go your way and sin no more. Neither do I condemn you. Hallelujah. He has the right. He has the authority because he was the only person there without sin because of sin at her. And he forgave her. She became a believer right in front of the master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she was now living in a different place than when she came because she has been forgiven. She has been forgiven. Granted, Jesus had not yet gone to the cross. Everything Jesus did then, it was in anticipation of him going to the cross. If any man be in Christ, says the word, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. We need to know where we are living right now. Are we living in Christ, or are we living outside of Christ? God's intention is that all of us will live in Christ. God's intention that we will all seek shelter in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's intention is that all of us would find refuge in Jesus. I find out that in order for this to happen, it calls for a certain level of humility. Not only to believe in Jesus, but to accept him, but to receive him, that you might take up residence in Jesus and have a new zip code for your spirit. The inner man needs a new address. The inner man needs a new address. And the word tells us tonight that there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ. And the topic is the safety of being in Christ. Now we not only see that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ. But if we go further in the scripture, we also discover something else. If we look at Colossians chapter 3:3-4, it also tells us about a double protection for those who are in Christ. Let's look at it for a second here. Colossians chapter 3:3-4, it says, for ye are dead, meaning we are dead to the old man. We are dead to the sinful nature, and we are now living a new life. He said, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Double protection for the believer, spirit. The inner man is living in a double protection community. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. And verse 4 tells us, that is Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. Because we have this double protection. When Christ comes, we will also appear with him in glory. Why? Because we have been living in that environment. We are living in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I want to rejoice with the church this evening, especially when I listen to those testimonies, and to encourage you to continue to trust God, and to continue to hold on to your zip code. Because in there are great protections. We are protected because of where we are living in Christ. We're talking about the inner man. The inner man has taken up residence in Christ. And find out tonight, Romans. We go back to Romans again, but this time Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. Let's listen to what it says. For I am persuaded, meaning we who are in Christ, from our advantage position in Christ, from our residents in Christ, we are saying we are persuaded. We are confident. The Apostle Paul speaking. And that implies you and I who are living in Christ. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. We are speaking from our abode in Christ. That is the confidence that we have of our security in him. Verse 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is where? In Christ Jesus, our Lord. What a place of security. I am saying to the church tonight, our place of abode allows us to speak with this confidence. Because we are living in Christ, where there is no condemnation. Where there is no condemnation. The outside world cannot condemn us because of where we are living in Christ. Sister Bennett, you just gave a testimony. You just gave a testimony not too long. Have all the Lord allow you to sleep at a hard time so that you would not go for walking again that morning. So as to protect you from what the enemy may have planned. It means your protection in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we are walking by faith and not by sight. We are walking in Him. The church needs to embrace this truth. To know that regardless of what happened to our outer man, our inner man is protected because the inner man is living in Christ. And my brother, my sister, my friend, you might be here tonight, the Apostolic Church in America has put on this service tonight. And every month, every last Tuesday in the month, with the intention that somebody will change their address. Somebody will start to live in Christ for the protection of the inner man. For Jesus has the ability to keep that which He has committed unto Him against that day. We are protected in Christ. We are delivered in Christ. We are rejoicing in Christ. It is a place of advantage because we cannot be condemned anymore. The word said, if our heart in this environment condemn us, God is greater than our heart. What a shelter. What a place of safety. That is what we are inviting you to tonight. That you too might be part of this tremendous move of God to get the believer into a place of complete safety. The safety of being in Christ is something we need to embrace. Hallelujah. And so let me invite you tonight to think about what we have just said. But there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Move away from the flesh address. Move away from the fleshy address and take up your abode in the Spirit. We dwell in Christ. We live in Christ. In Him we live. In Him we move. In Him we have our being. And we are proud of this address tonight as a church. And we invite you to join us in this endeavor. I don't know. You might be here tonight. You might be here tonight and you are not saved. You might be here tonight and you believe in Jesus, but you have not received Him. You believe, but you are not receiving. You have not received the finished work of Calvary. You have not received the fact that the gospel said that He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. You have not received that. The invitation tonight is that you will not only believe, but you will receive that salvation is in no other name but in the name of Jesus. And to come into Jesus and to live in Jesus means you will have to accept the name of Jesus that carries all of these that we have just mentioned. Because the word said, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Jesus. The safety of dwelling, the safety of living, the safety of establishing our residence in him. We would like to extend this to somebody. Somebody has never seen the gospel in this light. If you are here and you are listening, we would like to extend to you the invitation for this zip code in Christ, to accept him and start a life living in Christ by faith. We live in him by faith. And so if you are here tonight and you'd like to make this move, I am sure that your telephone is working. You can say, pray for me, Pastor. I would like to start a new life in Christ. We will do just that. We will lead you to the Lord for you to develop that conviction that you just have. Because how important it is for you to change where you're living and take up residence in Christ. And I'm speaking about spiritual change. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Is there somebody tonight who'd like to start to live in Christ? Is there somebody within the listening of this telephone would like to start a new life in Christ? We will pray with you. And we will continue to encourage you even after this service is finished. You are living in one of two places. You are living either living in Christ or you are living outside of Christ. Father, we worship you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for making us aware of what you require. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy tried to rob us at different juncture. The enemy tried to blind our eyes from the truth of the gospel. But God, we thank you for opening our eyes tonight so that we can see that there is no middle place. We are either in Christ or out of Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, for those who are listening. And if there is one person here tonight, Lord, who have not known you all these years as Savior, tonight will be the night when they start to take up residence inside of you by faith. We look to you, Lord God. We look to you for a changed life, a life that is changed. There is no condemnation. We'll lift condemnation from off somebody tonight. Lift condemnation from somebody tonight. Put them in a place where there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. God, we worship you. God, we glorify you. God, we say thanks to you. Because you alone has the ability to save us. And you alone has the ability to condemn us.